Hello.
Yes, thank you for calling customer support. This is Angelicia returning your phone call. Can I please have your zip code so I can pull the account up?
Yeah, the zip code, well, that's one of the things I'm calling about. Check 32935.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yeah, 32935.
Okay.
Is this
first and last name?
Jimmy Busquets.
That's James?
No, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Are you calling about the Viadax?
On the what, sir?
Are you calling about the order I placed on for the Viadax?
I'll be able to tell you in just a moment, but I have to pull up your name, okay?
You want the order number?
No, sir. Let me pull it up with the zip code. If I need it, I'll put it in here, okay?
Okay, ma'am.
One moment. So that was 32935.
Yep.
And your first name was
Jimmy. J-I-M-M-Y, yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And could you please verify that address, Mr. Jimmy?
That's what I'm calling about, because there's a problem with the order. But I'll give you the address that you probably have. 147 Beach Fern Drive, Melbourne, Florida, 32935.
So this is, spell your last name for me.
Jesus Christ. Busquets.
Okay. Well, we have 1044 Portway Apartment H, London, Ohio.
Exactly. That's what I'm calling about, because, go ahead, ma'am.
That was for the billing. The shipping is 1470 Beach. That's Beach Fern Drive.
It's backwards. The billing should be Beach Fern, and the shipping should be 1044A. Can you fix that for me?
Okay, one moment. So it's just backwards. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, the shipping should be to the 4310 43140 zip code, Ohio. You got that there, right? 1044H.
Okay, it's just backwards. I'll go ahead and switch them out. So the shipping will be the 1470.
No, that's the billing.
Okay.
The billing should be 1470 Beach Fern Drive, Melbourne, Florida. That's billing.
Yes, sir. I understand what you're saying. Just one moment. Let me change it.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Almost done, sir.
Okay. Appreciate the help.
You're welcome.
The shipping is going to 1044 Portway.
Yes, sir. Got it.
Apartment H.
Yes, sir. Got it. London. Okay, so the shipping was 1044 Portway, Apartment H, London, Ohio, 32935.
No, 43140.
I'm sorry, 431. Okay, I got it.
That's for shipping.
Yes, sir. So the shipping
and the billing?
Was one. Mm-hmm. And the billing was 1470 Beachfront Drive. In Florida, 32935.
That's correct. Exactly.
Okay. And I did update that for you.
Okay. So I got two other questions for you, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
This order for a 30-day supply, mm-hmm. correct? Of Yaradax, correct?
Yes, it's a 14-day trial.
It's 14 days? Not 30 days. How many pills do I get?
It's a 30-day supply. It's a 14-day trial of a 30-day supply.
Okay, got it. Okay, so, and the cost is $659 for the shipping? Is the total cost?
For the shipping is $659.
Right. What's the total cost I'm going to pay you guys?
Hold on 1 second. I had closed out of it. One moment.
I tried to look on the website, and it doesn't show me if I'm required to keep ordering or it's automatic. I couldn't find it, so that's why I've been calling, and you guys finally answered the phone.
Yes, sir. One moment. I'm looking for it now.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And that product is, that's that product is for $89.65.
So what are you telling me? If I don't change anything, you're gonna start billing me for $89.55 every month?
As long as you call in within those 14 days, we won't bill you, sir, for that amount.
Okay, so explain to me one more time, ma'am. How does this work? Tell me how it works.
Okay, sir, it's a 14-day trial of a 30-day supply. So within those 14 days, if you don't call an agent and let us know, then they will bill the account for the actual amount of the product.
Okay. What if I call within, say, 10 days?
Whatever, that's fine. Your account still will be at $6.59. And whatever you choose to do, that's your decision, sir.
So if I call you within, I'm just being hypothetical. If I call you within 10 days and say, I don't want this, you're not going to charge me for anything else, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so last thing, ma'am. I think the website said I can receive the product by 26th September. Can you confirm that?
One moment. It's been shipped to you, so it's not giving me a deliver date or anything like that, but it usually give it at least 3 to 5 business days.
But where was it shipped to? Because we just changed the shipping address.
I just reshipped it to you once I changed that, so you still give it at least 3 to 5 days to receive that.
Okay, so 3 to 5 days from today, ma'am?
Yes.
And you send it to 1044 H in Ohio, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so are you going to send me an email confirming what we just talked about? Because the email I got from you guys, everything is backwards.
Okay, one moment, sir.
Thank you.
And you wanted me to provide you with the email that you have on file?
Yeah, jjbbqq@yahoo.com.
Yes, sir. That's correct. We do have that email.
Yeah. Can you send me an email with the correct billing address and correct shipping address? Can you do that, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
All right. And okay. One last thing. I keep saying that, but the price you told me, if I decide to continue, what, 89? What was it? What was the price you gave me? 89 something?
Yes, sir. It was $89.65.
That's a one-time charge, or is that monthly?
It's monthly recurring charges.
Okay. And when can that be canceled? If I decide to keep it for a month and you charge me for 89 and I say, I don't want it anymore, can that be canceled monthly, or is that how it works?
Yes, sir. It can be. You just have to give us a call.
How do I do that? Calling this number?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, send me that email, ma'am. I appreciate the help.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day.
All right. Thank you for the help. You too. Have a good day.
Mm-hmm.